This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesia has wrapped up its participation at the World Expo 2025 in Osaka, Japan on a high note, bringing home the prestigious Silver Award for Exhibition Design from the Bureau International des Expositions. The accolade granted in the Self-Built Pavilions Type A category for large exhibits exceeding 1,500 square meters recognizes the Indonesian presentation's compelling design and thematic execution. Indonesian Ministry of Culture has organized Local Food Culture Festival at the National Museum of Indonesia in Jakarta from October 13 to the 19, 2025. Carrying the theme Sowing Seeds, Harvesting Life, the event commemorates World Food Day on Thursday. The event is part of the National Local Food Movement, a cultural initiative aimed at promoting Indonesia's traditional food diversity, local wisdom, and spirituality. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh, Cinta bersemi, kau dan aku mungkin tahu cinta kita satu.
Got me stuck in your love, no I don't wanna go nowhere. Baby I'm so in love with you, in love with you, yeah you. Got me stuck in your love, no I don't wanna go nowhere. Baby I'm so in love with you, in love with you.
Hadirmu selama ini ku nanti, melukiskan senyum di hati, terasa ku di alam mimpi. Hingga waktu terhenti, ku ingin kau ada di sini. Kau dan aku mungkin tahu cinta kita satu.
Listener, Today's Music Corner presents a song titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku or I'm Without You Without Me. Budi Syahbudin Syukur, or known as Budi Doremi, is an Indonesian singer from Serang, born September 19, 1984. He started his career in 2012 by releasing a single titled Doremi. Since then, his name has been known as Budi Doremi. In November 2024, Budi Doremi released a song with Anggi Marito titled Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku. According to Budi, Anggi is good at diving into the emotions needed and conveying them perfectly in a song. In addition, Anggi's vocal color and song themes are in harmony with Budi Doremi. The song tells about regret when a relationship has to end and you have to live without the beloved one. Well, listener, this is Aku Tanpa Kamu Tanpa Aku by Budi Doremi and Anggi Marito. Enjoy!
Seandainya kita lebih lama bertahan, tak berhenti untuk mencoba, mungkin cerita kita akan berbeda. Seandainya aku sedikit lebih kuat mempertahankan keyakinanku pada dirimu yang mulai lelah karena mereka. Tak sampai hati aku merelakan kenyataan ini, meskipun hatiku selalu meminta kamu untuk kembali. Bagaimana aku tanpa kamu, kamu tanpa aku, hanya Tuhanlah yang maha tahu. Bagaimana
Inspiring quote of the day. Patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. And that's quote of the day.
Ada di pikiran.
Hi, I'm Siska. I'm a singer, and I started my professional career as a singer in 2014 as a member of idol group JKT48. I graduated from the group in September 2023. My single Tak Berakhir Sama that's just released in February. So this song tells the story about long-standing relationship filled with love and hope that ultimately ends due to circumstances beyond our control. I really love this song and it's deeply personal for me because I co-write this song with Clara Riva, who also wrote Cinta Stara. And I wanted to begin this year with something new and different. I really want to, by writing and singing a sad ballad song. I really hope this song is well received by my listeners and provide comfort to listeners going through similar experiences.
Berarti sia-sia pelukanmu, bahkan janji-janji yang kita
Thank you.
rasa adanya. Kini kau kemana? Menyesatku yang aneh, rinduku menggurita. Ku minta maaf ya, semoga kau terima sayang. Kalau kau kembali, ku berjanji siakan jadi ini salah sendiri hingga kau angkat kaki dari sini biar ku alatku telan sendiri.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Indonesia.
Bambu gila, literally means the mad bamboo, comes from Maluku. It is a ritual where a group of men were holding a big and long bamboo. Traditional music instrument will be played during the ritual. The music is believed to move the bamboo and the men will follow the bamboo's movement. The people believes that the bamboo has a mystical power and therefore can be possessed by spirit. During the bamboo gila ritual, the bamboo will move wildly and uncontrollably.
Sulit diterka, tu saat ku rapuh, runtuh dikala ku jatuh. Cinta sepenuhnya, seutuhnya. Tanpa sengaja ku buat dia jadi yang paling ku cinta. Ku letakkan seluruhnya, sisa rasa yang ku punya untuk dia. Hanya dia yang punya semua cinta dan kecewa. Apalagi yang ku bisa selain terima dan heningkan cinta. Salahkan ku percaya akhirnya kan bahagia. Tak apa ku terima semua cinta dan luka. Biar saja jadi terbiasa. Tanpa sengaja ku buat dia jadi yang paling ku cinta. Ku letakkan seluruhnya, sisa rasa yang ku punya untuk dia. Hanya dia yang punya semua cinta dan kecewa. Apalagi yang ku bisa selain terima dan heningkan cinta. Berharap akan berubah tanpa ada yang mengalah. Mungkinkah terjadi? Untuk dia, hanya dia yang punya semua cinta dan kecewa. Apalagi yang ku bisa, semuanya telah ku coba. Apalagi yang ku bisa selain terima dan heningkan cinta.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
the sound of gending traditional music from wayang or shadow puppet performance at Museum Seno Budoyo, Yogyakarta. Basuki, dalang or puppet master, enthusiastically played wayang kulit or leather puppet accompanied by gending music rhythm and the beautiful voice of Sinden or Javanese traditional singer. His love for wayang since he was a kid made him deepen puppet mastery and teach puppet mastery. Basuki explained that wayang began from India. Historically, wayang was used in Indonesia to spread Islam.
Menurut yang saya ketahui, ceritanya dari India. Cerita itu dibawa ke sini oleh orang-orang Hindu. Tapi dulu itu bentuknya bukan seperti ini. Tapi
as I know, wayang is from India. The story was brought by Hindu people. But wayang wasn't like this. It had reliefs of Borobudur temple and Prambanan temple to develop Hindu and Buddha religions. I don't know in what century. Sultan Kalijaga was a culturalist because Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple reliefs, Sunan Kalijaga took it over to develop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang like now. West Java has wayang golek and wooden puppet, which has the same story as wayang kluwo or classical leather puppets for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Jogja also has wayang golek, but with different story, namely Mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang is not merely an aesthetic performance art. Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi seni pedhalangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan. Yang saya
So puppet mastery contains many philosophies. The main factor in life philosophies. What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the world. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. Light in puppet mastery is called blancong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it binabar. So knowledge is so not kept. So people can choose the good or the bad one. So it's all shown.
Besides, wayang also has certain symbols. Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya ada Ravana itu yang berwatak jelek atau angkara. Kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur, antara lain begitu. Benda lima yang
for example, baik. The story of Ramayana in which Rahwana is bad and cruel, while Rama is nice and honest. Pandawa Lima is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect. But in general, people from Pandawa are good and honest, while those from Kurawa or Astina are bad. But not all of them. Therefore, Japanese people call it binabar knowledge. It's all shown. It depends on us which one we should follow.
Kita tinggal memilih mau ikut yang mana.
Let's go. Unlike other traditional art, which are threatened to extinct, wayang kulit art is still able to survive. Wayang kulit is getting global and attractive.
Kesenian pedalangan dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. Lebih dari 100
must be and karawitan classical Japanese music art are actually already popular worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dalang, and sinden. There are sinden from Japan and the US. Young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI now learned it. When I still thought karawitan major only had one class, now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bakdi Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Wayang itu memang terus-menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus sekarang. Kalau kita melihat ke Solo, lebih dahsyat lagi.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well. If we move to Solo, it's amazing. Jogja still has a strong scenario, not like Solo, which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like Kimantap Sudarsono try to make puppet manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian President Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election. Anom played in Senayan, Gatot Kaca graduated. It means the graduation of Suharto. So, wayang and politics are closely tied, that wayang continues to exist and it's amazing.
Kontrang masyarakat Kita berbasic dari seni tradisi yang ada di kita, yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya ya, karena kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya.
This wayang is based on traditional art Ranas. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent, so I equip it with wayang taffy and lighting with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang taffy uses 12 lights. So it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the light hits, while wayang taffy is colorful.
That's the explanation of Tafib, modern wayang creator. Wayang Tafib is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang Tafib is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang Tafib was created as Tafib worried about the young generation who have no space to play. So wayang Tafib is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, Tafib tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Nah, saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang, bahannya dari bekas sampah, plastik gitu ya. Plastik. Kemudian
I try to introduce youth to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage which can be useful for a world.
Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah tarian.
Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang Tafib story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Pertama kali saya bercerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita-cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitu. Nah, saya
at first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So who eats eagle? It raises question, and human is revealed to eat eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for wolves, something like that.
Figures in wayang Tafib are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi, karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti irama anak-anak dulu, karena selama saya mencoba-coba, kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them. I let them draw figures they like. From 60 kids, no one drew wayang figures. They drew SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Wayang yang apa tradisi yang ada di kita. Nah, gitu aja polanya.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Tikno, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
Pribadi saya kurang suka itu, Mbak. Karena wayang merupakan gambaran kehidupan kita. Jadi,
I don't like modern wayang which no longer follows the rule, because wayang is description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if Dalang changes its rule. The real artist ya, betul, is seniman, creative seniman, indeed, kreatif, gitu, kan? But never changes the prevailing rule.
Pakem yang sudah baku.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many
saya
parts in wayang should be transformed wayang, in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation. Otherwise, they do not understand. I realize that the world changes, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or palace still has teaching form, so it still runs in Kraton. Kids are forced indeed.
Masih berjalan di Kraton.
According to Bagdi Sumanto, Javanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Pakem itu bisa berubah-ubah karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman. Pada waktu
rule can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. In the era of G30 as PKI, which is the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of six army generals, Subandrio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Druna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself reflected in Gatot culture figure. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Tafib hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya ya generasi muda supaya lebih
baik. I hope more young generation can preserve wayang. If it goes international, I'm so excited.
Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diakui oleh Malaysia atau diklaim oleh Malaysia, saya nggak gelisah hati saya.
Yang I wouldn't be worried if our arts or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is when my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing, making generation in the next 10 or 20 years still know and care about wayang.
Voice of Indonesia. Today's sound.
Saat kau membutuhkanku.
Today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Malam Bainai. Malam Bainai, composed by Karim Nur, describes the atmosphere before the wedding day. It tells about the traditional Bainai ceremony, in which the bride's nails are being decorated with mesh red flowers. It is similar to henna nails. The ritual is witnessed by young men and women, with a gold curry fist as part of the celebration. When the groom arrives, the bride feels a mix of excitement and nervousness as she prepares to leave her single life behind. Well, listener, here is the song Malam Bainai by Ali Kasim. Happy listening!